We now begin the sixth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and this parak will deal with the mumen. What constitutes a blemish? And almost all of the Mishnayos, save the last one, will discuss what's a mum kavu, a permanent blemish, which means one that will not heal. And the basic common denominator here is that these are blemishes which are visible to the observer from the outside, and they're not going to heal, they're going to stay forever. So we're going to go through the animal piece by piece, starting here in Mishnah Aleph with the ear. So the ear basically has two parts that are relevant in terms of the halachas here. We're talking the outer ear of a cow, goat, or sheep, and therefore what gives it its structure, its firmness, is the cartilage. You have cartilage in your own ear, you can feel it. It's the hard part of your ear, but it's not a bone. It's hard and, but you know, it's firm, but flexible. That's cartilage. And then it's surrounded by ore, by skin. Okay? And the skin, like your earlobe, etc., the cow has something kind of similar around its cartilage of its ear. So the cartilage is called the schus, and the skin is called the ore. Says, and the idea is that the skin will grow back if it gets damaged, but the cartilage won't. So says the Mishnah, Al elu mumen shochatin esa bachor. The following list that will go on for a number of Mishnayos here are the blemishes for which, if the animal has this, it's considered a permanent blemish, a mum kavua, and therefore it's permitted now to slaughter this bachor outside of the Azara, because it's now been essentially deconsecrated by virtue of having this blemish, whether it was born that way or got it. And you need to have one of these kind of permanent blemishes, again, ruled by a mumcha or the three qualified, you know, members of the shul, whatever it is, prior to slaughtering the cow, goat, sheep, bechor. Otherwise, it's asr b'hanah, at least mitzvah rabbanan. So says the Mishnah, nifkama ozno min haschus. If there is the ear of the animal, has a pegima. Pegam means that it's missing a piece, like a wedge is cut out of it, even a tiny bit, but it's a missing piece of the schus of the cartilage in the ear, of lomina or. If the only missing bit is from the skin, like the earlobe with other skin around the cartilage, that will heal, that's not a mum kavua. Similarly, if nistaka, if there's a sedek, a split in the ear, like if you took a scissors of the thing, cut the ear, even though there's no missing piece, all the cartilage is still there, no missing cartilage, but the cartilage is split, then that would be a mum kavua. Even though there's nothing missing from the ear itself, no missing cartilage, just a split cartilage. Nikva, if it has a hole in it, malo karshina, even if it's a tiny hole, the size of a, like the seed of a karshina, it's like a third the size of a barley corn, it's a really small hole, that will be considered to be a mum also, mum kavua. O sheyavsha, or if the ear has dried out. Now, this term, a dried out ear, what does that mean? The two pshatim. Ezu yavesha, what does it mean that the ear is dried out, says the Mishnah? So the Tanakhama says, kol she tinakev, any ear, like even the skin, where if you puncture it, you stick a hole in it, even a small hole, ve'ena motzia tipas dam, it doesn't bleed, meaning the blood flows into the ear, and so it's dried out. That's considered to be no longer functional. That's a mum kavua, and you could slaughter the animal. Rabbi Yossi ben Mishulam omer, Yavesha shetehei nifrechas. It has to be so dry that it like crumbles. If you pull the ear, it would just like, you know, it would break, kind of break off, crumble out. So that's hishita. This might remind you a lot of the invalidations of the arba minim back in Sukkah. Similar kind of idea. But the halacha here is like the tanakama, meaning if the blood flow is stopped and if you injure the ear, you poke it, whatever it is, it doesn't bleed, that's enough to call the yavesha, and that's a mum kavua, and one could slaughter a bechor outside of the azara with such a mum.